dress appropriately. If it's still cold, bundle up. Keep warm, stay safe, and I'll be back next week with more Dark Glasses. Bye for now.
Hello everyone, you are now listening to Wargar Radio at CFRC 101.9 FM, where music never stays in one place for long, delivering you to every corners of the Asian music scene. Today we have something special planned. Today I'm going to share some of my favorite live footages of Asian music today. And that means no specific programming, but I really want to show you guys around some of my favorites on YouTube. And I think there's such a big difference between listening to the studio version all the time and actually listening to a live version on YouTube. And most of the times it's just so strong and live, I should say. I personally love digging into famous clips of different bands on YouTube a lot. It really blows like my free time away, honestly. I just spent like an hour yesterday watching Arcade Fire, which is a Quebecois band. I'm pretty sure they're like an inspiration for Black Country New Road, which is one of my favorite bands of all time too. And yeah, they were just totally amazing, blew my mind, great instrumentation. And so today I prepared one of the best live footages of Asian music I've seen on YouTube. And I'm just letting you know, a lot of these may be old and some of them might be in a lesser quality than others. And considering the audio quality today, please enjoy. And I'm also joined by my friend Victor, just hanging around here. He's going to speak a bit. And first live I have for you today is Chow Chow by Deli Spice at the Busan Rock Festival 2006. Enjoy. You are now listening to Wargar Radio at CFRC 101.9 FM, where music never stays in one place for long, delivering you today to the corner of great live footages. That was Deli Spice's 2006 performance at the Busan Rock Festival performing Chow Chow. And I personally really like that performance because it's such a nice melancholy song that brings everyone together. And also this song literally has one lyric just saying, I can hear your voice no matter how hard I try, and that's it. And the Deli Spice themselves formed in 1995 and remained a crucial part of the Korean rock scene. A lot of their songs like Chow Chow and also Confession is remembered throughout the ages. And next live I have for you is Shinhae Chul, a legendary Korean rocker's first performance at the 1988 University Music Fair with his band Infinite Track. The song is called For You, and I hope you enjoy it. See you in a bit. You are now listening to Wargari Radio at CFRC 101.9 FM, where music never stays in one place for long, delivering you to the corner of great live footages today. And that was Infinite Tracks for You at the 1988 University Music Fair. Shinhei Chul's and this song remains a symbol for the 1988 era of Korea with that like very catchy riff, like where an Olympic was held, a lot of economic boom, and also such an important cultural advancements in music. And 1988 was when South Korea as a nation took off from colonization and finally kind of stepped foot as an independent and culturally strong and evident nation. And Shinhei Chul was at the forefront of these developments as a university music fair star, and he remained a legendary rocker as the frontman of his band NEXT Next, and left such an important legacy in Korean rock until he unfortunately passed away in 2014 at the age of 46 due to medical malpractice. And that's just really sad. Korea lost another really important gem. But I'm going to take a quick PSA break for now and then come back with Brother, aka Hyung by Norazzo, the next live performance I have for you. And I'll see you in a bit. Bye.
Spring is in the air, which means it's time once again for the Banri Foundation's annual spring celebration. Join us as we recognize the incredible achievements of mature women students at Queen's University. The festivities will take place at Grant Hall on May 2nd at 2 p.m. This is a free event and everyone is welcome to attend. Find event details by visiting the Banri Center website, following us on Instagram or Facebook, or emailing brc@queensu.ca. Come celebrate exceptional women with us. See you there.
어디 가셨는지 자랑하고 하겠습니다. 지금 노래했습니다. 감사합니다.
감사합니다.
You are now listening to WarGuard Radio at CFRC 101.9 FM, where music never stays in one place for long, delivering you to the corner of great live footages today. That was Hyung, aka Brother by Norazzo. Norazzo is actually commonly regarded as a joke kind of band, kind of like Weird Al here in that sense. But they're really skillful and makes only funny songs instead. And this is one of their only serious songs, and it just really hits people with very considerate lyrics. And this is commonly regarded as like the guy's song in Korea, as the word Hyung itself literally means an older brother or an older brotherly figure used by a male. And this song talks about how it's okay to cry as a guy, express your feelings and live through your life, kind of speaking in a perspective of an older brotherly figure. And as a person who has an older brother, this song just like, it reminds me of my brother too a lot. He speaks like this while also kind of beating me up. But this is one of the only clips in this set today that was recorded in a broadcast setting and not a concert or a festival setting. But I just really love their performance here so much that I had to include it. And next up, I'll move on to some Japanese music, as I have Yutaka Ozaki, literally one of my favorite artists of all time, his 1987 live singing I Love You. Enjoy.
ベッドの上で優しさを持ち
You are now listening to WireGuard Radio at CFRC 101.9 FM, where music never stays in one place for long. Delivering you to the corner of great live footages today. That was Yutaka Ozaki's 1987 concert, singing I Love You. And this is such an incredibly emotional song where Yutaka Ozaki singing his heart out. And I will say, no one sings more miserable and troubled as he is. A lot of people here actually refer to him as like the Japanese Bruce Springsteen, which I kind of do agree because they have like a very similar singing style. But Yutaka Ozaki lived a much more miserable life than him. And he was a Japanese singer-songwriter from Tokyo who became one of the most defining voices of youth in 1980s Japan. And his music became famous for his raw emotion, kind of rebellious spirit, and lyrics about adolescence, freedom, love, and loneliness. But he died in Tokyo on April 25th, 1992, at just 26. He was actually featured in episode 2 of WireGuard Radio as one of the short-lived Asian singer-songwriters. Again, he died very tragically. Ozaki was found naked, drunk, and unconscious at a Tokyo residential site. He was taken by an ambulance, but was soon dismissed from the hospital, but he died several hours later. I think his cause was pulmonary edema. But many theories have actually arisen to the actual cause of death, most popular being homicide, probably by his managers. Stimulants were detected in his body. He took a lot of like substances unusually, but this was unusually a lot of like stimulants that he wouldn't usually be able to get just by prescription. And he had gone through such a rough adolescence, and to be frank, wasn't a very good person either. He was making scandals after scandals, and he suffered a lot of stress and also an incredibly crazy pressure from his managers, which I believe had led to this. Either homicide or suicide or natural passing, it was to come anyways, in my opinion. And next up, I want to kind of just keep going with this down low mood. It's a little depressing, but next up I have is Number Girl's last performance, and I hope you enjoy. This one is actually one of my favorites. It's their retiring live. I'll see you in a bit.
We'll be right back. Number Girl は終わった。
You are now listening to Wargari Radio at CFRC 101.9 FM, where music never stays in one place for long, delivering you to the corner of great live footages today. That was Amoide In My Head by Number Girl at their last performance at 2002 before they disbanded. And Number Girl is a legendary Japanese rock band formed in Fukuoka in 1995. And they built themselves up through local shows and climbed up to be such an integral part of the Japanese rock scene, influenced them heavily upon like noise and shoegaze. And they reunited in 2019, and they did broke up in 2022 again with like a last show. I want to do a specific episode on them and their influence on like Asian music scene with like noise and emotional storytelling and songs. But legendary band, legendary ending performance, and I'm going to take a nap break and come back with more. I'll see you in a bit.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
You are now listening to Wargari Radio at CFRC 101.9 FM, where music never stays in one place for long, delivering you to the corner of great live footages today. I'm immediately going to head to the next live, Cassiopeia versus T-Square performing Fight Man, two legendary jazz fusion bands. Enjoy! You are now listening to WarGuard Radio at CFRC 101.9 FM, where music never stays in one place for long, delivering you to the corner of great live footages today. That was Cassiopeia and T-Square performing Fight Man. They're commonly known to be one of the greatest two jazz fusion bands. It's like Masayoshi Takanaka, Cassiopeia, T-Square. Those are like the great stuff. And then they're performing together on Fight Man. This was just so amazing. This is commonly regarded all over in YouTube, saying like everyone wants the solo. It's great. I love him. And I'm just going to bring down the mood again by sharing Toei, which is an amazing Japanese math rock dream pop band. And their live here is just amazing. I hope you enjoy. See you in a bit.
Understand me. Truly, I will. I will keep silence. Everyone is many a child. You don't have. No others.
トキアサコさんです。
ありがとうございました。ありがとうございました。
いいもん見れてよかった ね。いや、もうちょっとやります。
You are now listening to WireGuard Radio at CFRC 101.9 FM, where music never stays in one place for long, delivering you to the corner of great live footages today. And that was Toei performing Goodbye with the female vocalist Toki Asako. Such a powerful performance, in my opinion. They're just so emotional and complex skillfully. Like, the drummer out of this freaking world, guitarist, I really like how they include the traditional guitar sound and also the electric at the same time. And it's just such a complex song. Like, this is such an important part of like Asian math rock, and I really want to do a specific episode on these guys and also like the math rock in specifically Japan. Actually, Japan is probably like where the biggest math rock scene is at. Tricod is also a great Japanese math rock band. Love them. And that was actually the last song I'm going to play today. We're kind of running out of time. It was a great time today. Thank you for staying around, sticking around, listening. It was a great time for me. And I just want to say that you guys should all listen to and watch some of these live footages on YouTube. I really like them. I'm going to post them on my Instagram and the links to these videos. And live videos are always much better than just listening to them, right? So if you liked any of these songs, any of the footages, I really highly recommend you to kind of take a look on YouTube too. I hope you enjoyed today. I'll see you later. 다음에 또 봐요.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present one of the double A-side singles newly released by Oak Ridge Ave. Claptrap Makeshift came together as a parting gift for Oak Ridge Ave fans after 10 years of sharing music and good vibes together. Claptrap is a no-nonsense, feel-good indie rock bop track recorded right here in Kingston at Vinyl Safari Studio, while Makeshift was an additional track recorded during the wind-up Let Go sessions with Juno Award-winning producer Hoxley Workman. While it didn't make the final cut for their album, the band felt it still deserved to be out there in the world, and it has just the right energy to match its A-side companion. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Claptrap and Makeshift by Oak Ridge Ave on your favorite platforms, and enjoy Claptrap here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Just don't go wasting your confidence. You may wishing it would still make sense. Clap, trap, try it again. Better days, and I mean no offense. Sunny ways disappearing in the present tense. Clap, trap, try it again. Clap, trap, try it again.
The Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery-based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department or supervisor today. Access the website to learn more, queensu.ca/VPR/resources/undergraduate. For general inquiries, contact Tracy Allen at allent@queensu.ca.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
Oh, hey, Boomer, radio guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look, it's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out, Making Bacon.